7 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. And I usually would have the power update, but this morning, something very worrying is going to be our conversation this morning, yet again inside Port Harcourt. And that is why I've had to have this conversation, because just yesterday on my timeline, let's get to that message, right? Sometime that's about, was that 5 in the evening? Was it? Yeah, okay, so yes, just about 5-6 in the evening yesterday, I got a message on Twitter. I was tagged, and it says, please, some men, and this is from Ike, all right? Ike Ocha, says, please, some men who claim to have come from the River State Internal Revenue Service, RIRS, came around South Road, Port Harcourt, giving shops and offices notices for the payment of fire service levy. We don't know if they're actually from the government. And the person puts up a picture of, in quotes, this notice of payment, right? And then in the news this morning, very disturbing, I have to say, it was reported that something rather unbecoming happened. Now, over the years, this issue of multiple taxation has been discussed. We've had government officials, both at the local and a state level, state that, oh, look, they are not our boys. Disregard, you know, such issues or those people. In fact, report them. Yes, they like to say, report them to us so we can handle them. But here is the question. If these things are still continuing as of July of 2022, it then means one of a variety of things. Either those who are in the administrative quarters at the local government level and even at state level are either privy or are in cahoots with some of these individuals, or two, maybe they haven't quite listened, or maybe they don't quite know, or three, maybe they are paying deaf ears, turning the blind side, or like the ostrich, putting its or their heads in the sand as a form of cowardice. Because this report this morning is absolutely vexing. A shop owner in Rukpoko Obiakpo government area, River State, Confidence, says about 5 men who said that they were officials of the River State Board of Internal Revenue Service beat her up yesterday. Now, Mrs. Chuku told her corresponding Emeka Otuka that the men came to her shop without ID cards. She said they slapped and kicked her for refusing to pay a waste disposal demand notice which they had served her and the shop owners at Rukpoko Junction. Please take a listen to this. Once again, it's very worrying. It's very disturbing.
3 weeks ago, some group of men came to my shop with a notice. They said they are coming from River State Internal Revenue, that I should pay them 24,000 naira for packing of refuse. Then I asked them if I can verify the notice. They threatened me that if I go to Obiakpo, they are coming to my shop to scatter it. So yesterday, they came to my shop and asked me for the 24,000. I told them I don't have money. They want to carry my fan, and I refused them from carrying the fan. And the man said he's going to break my phone. He started dragging my phone. They fought me inside my own shop, not outside, inside my shop, until neighbors gathered and rescued me.
So neighbors gathered and rescued her. Now, she said men also threatened her life. Now, this, it's where it's getting serious.
The public should help me, oh, because they're even threatening me if they come back. In fact, it's like my life is not important to me. I asked the man, okay, hence you say you're coming from Internal Revenue. What is your name? He said his name is Nserem, but people around Rukpoko there call him deputy. That is what he wrote on that form.
So I'm trying to look at the form that was sent to me personally, right? And it's very similar to one that was sent about 2 months ago 2 months ago, during the height of the debt scandal in Port Harcourt, you know, where we had debt littered all over the place, where they weren't being collected for a plethora of reasons. Now, it was a demand notice for fire service charge. This is what is here. This is a demand notice for fire service charge. Now, this is what is interesting. Now, they are backdating this charge, right? Fire service charge, right? There's an account here, an account number, all right, which we are going to verify. And then it goes back to 2019, 2021, 2022. Now, what is very interesting is what happened to 2020? If at all this is legitimate, what exactly happened to 2020? So, two things are needed here. The government and indeed the RRS, talking about River State Internal Revenue Service, need to have a proper communique to people. This is worrying. So, we've talked about, Obiakpo boys, Faga boys. But this time around, it's a different tactic. We started talking and playing PSCs about fire. They're not going around demanding fire service charge. How many times have people called the fire service? No disrespect to the fire service, whether federal or state here. How many times have they been called and how many times have they been able to put out fires? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious, embarrassing scenario we have before us. That's the Fimi caller number. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 08090306416. Then get onto WhatsApp. It's like I just mentioned. If you can, you'll send us a message on our platforms at Nigeria Info PH. My question once again is this: what exactly can the government do to stem or clarify these revenue drives? How come there's no public awareness for some of these things? And these individuals, are they really invisible? Unknown collectors? Fred speaks to us from Uniport. Fred, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Fred, this issue is very worrisome in Port Harcourt, particularly Obiakpo, possibly Faga, to be precise. Sometimes you see some persons with few baskets moving from shop to shop to say environmental, sanitation, this and that. You see visible intimidation against shop owners. What they do is they come and tell you this thing is 6,000 naira or 8,000 naira. At some point, you start paying instrumentally. 1,000, they bring one paper to say, right, you paid 1,000, sign. On the day you finish up the thing. On a point where you have paid up to 5,000, if the total amount is 6,000, that same group that came to be collecting that 1,000 to 6,000 naira and to make it 7,000 will not come to take up the last balance. They will not come. You see another group say, you need to pay for environmental sanitation bucket. You say you have started paying already. They say they don't know that very group is paid. So I think this is worrisome. In Obiakpo, to be precise, and the government, Obiakpo Council, the government, internal revenue, whichever agency that is saddled with the responsibility of taking tax of whatever, should stand up to their responsibility, bring up a good avenue to collect your tax. You can tell people, come and take a tax, pay for a particular thing. It's also please. Then you set up a recognized group that will move from shop to shop to see if you have actually bought or paid for a particular thing. This issue of a different individuals coming for a particular thing is cause for a concern in River Hard. Look at how things are. Things are going on from day to day, and you want to see double collect from these shop owners. I think it's cause for concern. The government should stand up and see how to tackle this very menace. It's a menace. And some of us are not happy with the current situation. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Fred speaking to us from Uniport. Whilst Fred was speaking, we've received a barrage of the same letter, the same demand notice. This time around, this is from Wogoloma Street. All right. Now, I'm comparing it, interestingly, I am comparing it to what I have here on my on my own page. All right. Now, there is a stamp, right? Now, what's interesting here, the stamp says for more information, all right, call a certain number. Now, it's interesting that the stamp that is here is similar to the stamp. You know, it's the same number stamp on this sheet in front of us right now. But this is where there is a difference, right? Where there's a difference are the dates. Where there's a difference are the numbers to call. So there's a stamp of numbers to call for more information. And then below it, there's also the number. Look, I think some individuals have gone around sharing or spreading fake documents, fake demand notices to collect money from businesses in Port Harcourt. And I honestly think that the River State Internal Revenue Service should not just release a communique, but I think more should be done, whether it's going to be from the state or from the local government, to checkmate the activities of these men who go around. Because even if you're collecting tax for somebody, there is no way and there's nowhere I have seen and read in any of the constitution that the tax collectors should beat a woman or somebody for refusing to pay tax. We've seen office premises being locked because they've defaulted in their payments. Whatever happened to going through due process? Why physically assault somebody? Gift is from Rupaku. Gift, good morning, please.
Good morning, dude.
Good morning.
What you are saying, the council is aware. Now, when you ask them, they will tell you they are not our men. The any day public beats those people, you will hear that they attack the government officials. Even at that Rupaku Market Johnson, for you to be able to load motor, to register to load from Rupaku Market Johnson to Alo, you pay 45 to 50,000 naira for you to load. And you buy sticker of 8,000 naira, the same place. And if you don't, what they do to you, you will know that this world, there is no government. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Gift. Rupaku, obviously upset. Another message says, it is very horrible. They beat us up in our shops. They seize our items and come in with a tricycle, aka keke, and pack people's items. To what purpose exactly? Once again, I think these activities are becoming very glaring to the general public that these are probably not government officials. However, what exactly are the government officials doing in response to these activities? This kind of things don't bode well for the state. Anybody wants to come and carry out a business activity, you know, when we talk about these things, I'm sure some of them will probably listen, or maybe some of them are listening right now. You have to ask yourself the question, what right exactly do you have to go to someone's legitimate business? The person is not selling drugs. And sometimes I wonder, tax collectors, do they go to those people who sell, let me see, what do they call that thing? Oh, yes, drugs. Do they go there and say, hey, you're selling drugs. Pay your money. Pay your revenue. I'm curious. 90.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Town Planner Jeremiah speaking.
Welcome, Jeremiah. Have a minute, please.
Okay, yeah. This thing goes on and on and on unabated because the public seem to condone it. Some years ago, it happened to me. What I did was I went straight to the council and asked for the chairman. The chairman is not on seat. Asked for the executive assistant and present that document. Say there's a stamp, there's a phone number. The EA will call the team or whoever issued that notice.
Yes.
and tell them to back off. You understand? Because the same thing happened to me some years ago. I was asked to pay agric levy. I was asked to pay so many things. And what was my business? I was just selling footwear. You understand? So by the time I went through that process, I was able to cut off about 80,000 naira of what I used to pay annually. Understand?
For
so
taxes.
The government officials should be proactive, and they should go out, reach out to people, then call these numbers or these boys that are busy doing all of this and see how to apprehend them so that this embarrassment will come to an end.
Casper is speaking to us from the airports. Good morning, Casper.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning, please.
I want to ask a question. Who told you the local government people don't know these boys? They know them well. Let me break it down to you. The whole universe is listening, and they know the formula. The local government chairman gives this thing to the councillors. And the councillors, in turn, give to these boys to go out there, collect this money, or anything they can do to get the thing, get it back to us at all costs. They know the boys. So why are they denying? It happened to me some time ago in Rumodoma. My wife had a shop. It happened that by January, I went to the local government council. Give me what it takes. Let me know what it takes to run the shop for a year. They gave me. I paid. Only for the boys to come back and said that receipt they gave me for the local government council is fake. That is why I agree on it. I have to go back to the local government council. And our boys, now we send them. They need to chop their own.
Really?
Our guy, now they send them. So they know that. Even though they deny, they know those boys. It's just that when it has come to this issue of beating, carrying of properties, they deny those guys.
All right, Casper, thank you very much.